Sharp and Benning in the Morning on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
All over the world here at Sharp and Benning in the Morning.
I have never seen someone with a red beard but black hair on his head. Am I tripping, or is that what I'm looking at right
usually
now?
Usually it's blonde dudes who get a ginger beard.
That is not even remotely true. What blonde dude do you know with a ginger beard?
You?
Like seven.
Really?
Yeah.
With blonde hair and a red beard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Connor's hair is dark. I guess you haven't seen him without a hat. You haven't seen him without a hat on.
He had a hat on last. But
I know a guy with dark hair and a ginger beard, too.
I don't think I know one person with blonde hair and red beard. Did you say me? I have clear hair. My hair's clear.
Clear?
Blonde. Yeah. I'm going to get back. Let's get back to the pod thing in a minute. Yeah. But
down to the ginger beard road.
Yeah. Not even that. I kind of want to get up on my soapbox.
We are going to Ireland.
What?
Sorry.
I got a bone to pick with you. You really grinded my gears yesterday.
Get a new clutch.
I respect your sports opinion. I consider you a very sports knowledgeable person.
Okay. I'm okay.
I feel the same way about Connor Happer.
Oh, Christ.
It blows my mind that somebody that considers themselves a true sports fan can wear gear for another team that they don't root for. I get it.
I'm a sports fan.
I get it. But I think it's a lifestyle, right? It's a collector's lifestyle.
It is.
It's more that than
hoarder. Some people would say hoarder. I'm okay with that. I walk the line.
So Connor was wearing a Padres to give insight to this. Connor was wearing a Padres hat yesterday, but he's obviously a Royals fan.
Okay.
You're an Atlanta Braves fan.
I am. And I'm a Royals fan.
I think everybody in Omaha is to some degree.
Kind of sort of got a little royal in them. Yeah. Okay.
I also think that's weird, too, because I don't, like, actively root for anybody that's not the Yankees.
We're all kind of Chiefs fans, whether we like to admit it or not. Yes, we are. We're down the road. Well, at least they are for me. I grew up – they were the first team I liked.
I want you to remember that there's Broncos fans in Omaha.
There's Green Bay and there's Bears.
I'm aware of that, but I just don't think that there's a Broncos fan that's going, you know, because I'm from Omaha, they're down the road. That Patty Mahomes guy's okay.
It's going to be somebody in the parking lot waiting for him. Yeah. What'd you say?
Dark blue and crushed orange Jeep or something.
With a Russell Wilson Broncos jersey on.
That he bought yesterday. I can't, like, to me, I could probably pinpoint at one point in time that a team has, maybe it's not a rivalry, but, like, lost a key game in a playoff race. Or a playoff game, for that matter, and I know that the Padres are an NL team and the Royals are an AL team, but, like, I don't know. It's to the point where you've lost enough meaningful games to teams that I just couldn't wear that shirt or hat or jersey. Well, I don't wear jerseys anyway. We've had that conversation, but
are you saying because of how bad the team has been?
No. I'm gonna stand up for a second. I'm saying because if you're a fan of a team,
okay,
there's been a moment where another team has hurt your feelings or given you a reason not to like them.
Absolutely.
But then you turn around and buy their shirt because it looks cool.
For instance, when I do wear a Yankees hat, right?
Well, it's because you think you're Jay-Z, but that's not here today.
Yeah. That's another pod. I do not think I'm Jay-Z.
Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Hove.
I
broke Rob Love.
So I hear you. There is that. There can be that perspective. I am a fan of. I respect legendary brands.
Okay. All right, so I think there's a difference,
and I will wear and players, right?
Okay,
I can't stand the St. Louis Cardinals, but if I could find a Bob Gibson, Mitchell and Ness throwback jersey, I'll wear it every day.
Okay, but are you wearing a Yadier Molina jersey?
I would. I respect Yadi.
All right, we're gonna go to the phones. Tyler, welcome in. Tell us which represent Raider Nation properly for us.
Hey, yeah, when we got this conference going on right now, pleasure to be on the phone with you
guys.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
You know, when we got all these bandwagon Chiefs fans, they got good, and now all of a sudden everyone in freaking Omaha is a Chiefs fan. That's just like, come on, guys. We cannot all be a little – I respect the Royals, though. That, you know, we got the team up here, Storm Chasers. Definitely.
Right,
got
right.
Baseball is just that thing. But when we're a football state here, and I feel like you got to represent one and only on your football. Like, there's no way in heck I'm going to go over to my parents' house and be like, yeah, go Chiefs. No, they're giving me heck every single day that I got Raiders gear on. And you know what? I respect it. I respect the hate.
Tyler, what would have to happen in your life to wear a Patrick Mahomes jersey? Is there anything that can make you do that?
Man, a very tragic event. Like, there is no way.
We're talking death and nothing else, right?
On. I got a 17 jersey I'll put on.
Hey, what are expectations for Davante Adams in your mind?
Expectations, as far as the whole offensive line, having Darren Waller, having a great slot receiver. Honestly, I see him getting at least 15 TDs this year.
Nice.
I'm more concerned about Josh Jacobs. Like,
seems like he wants out, right?
The team.
Yeah, is that weird? Like, it feels like at this point, like, what? This is the point where, as a Raider, that you want out. Doesn't it feel like you should be buying stock right now, not selling it?
Like, it is, honestly, I think it's a sell stock.
If
you got to sell on him because, I mean, if you're making all these big moves, you're paying, you know, you're paying the man Adams to go get those TDs. You're not signing his extension. If he either shows up and gets 20 on, you know, rushing TDs, then yeah, definitely give him his money. But if you can go and get out some, if you can go out and get someone that's going to get you to the next level and beat the Chiefs, then yeah, unfortunately, I mean, it's a rotational, I feel like, position at this point. And if you can go get someone who's going to take it to the next level and actually be able to, you know, potentially win this hard conference, then I'd say the hardest conference in the friggin' league.
Oh, without a doubt.
You gotta do what you gotta do at the end of the day.
Tyler, is this just another case of a running back being delusional and not realizing that the NFL has devalued the running back position in today's game?
That ain't Josh Jacobs' fault though.
I think the devaluation of the position has come from all these. I mean, you can get that third-round guy. You can get someone out of the blue who shows up and just gives you a phenomenal season, you know? I feel like the production level of the running back over the span of the last 10 years, you know, you're only – the mileage is just, I feel like, catching up too quick on these guys. And as far as touches and injuries are concerned, you know, one bang up and you just don't see the same running back. I mean, not everyone's freaking Derrick Henry out there who's just a truck.
Well, and is he going to be this season? You just touched on that. You know, the injury that for the first time last year, is he going to come back and look like the King Henry we're accustomed to? Tyler, we appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man.
Enjoy
the
Tyler.
Football season.
Excellent call.
Yeah, love you guys. Take it easy.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Too.
The AFC West is an interesting conversation, and there's so much being talked about with the addition of Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill being gone and Russell Wilson getting added to the Denver Broncos. But the Los Angeles Chargers have the third best odds to win the AFC out of those four teams. And I wonder how much of that is because of the addition of Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa coming back healthy. Because, you know, you can add all the offensive weapons you want, but if everybody is close to even on the offensive side of the ball, how much are the difference makers on defense equating to wins and losses? And if those two could stay healthy, might be a long day for Derek Carr, Patrick Mahomes, and Russell Wilson.
How do they keep Bosa healthy?
Both of them. It's like something with that family. They just can't stay on the field.
Yeah.
And
I thought
Cleo
you
Mack,
meant
so.
Mack and Bosa.
Yeah,
Mack! I honestly, while he was hurt a little bit in Chicago, just a little, I wonder how much of that was like,
we ain't making the playoffs.
Right. You know what I mean?
It's cold.
If losing interest was an injury. I agree.
His hair
hurt
that day.
I will definitely keep my eye on the Bolts this year. I dig Justin Herbert. I like his style. Bosa, Mac, the free safety. Is it Wendell?
For the Chargers?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. He's big for playing Madden, and I cannot remember his name. But anyway, they're gonna
be. Yeah, trying to think of Derwin James.
Derwin James. Or,
yeah,
thank you.
I was like, Wendell. Who's Wendell?
Wendell.
Yeah, I was.
Mr. Wendell. Yeah. San Diego is going to be a tough out.
Even L.A.
Or, L.A.
I still
go back to San Diego. How about that?
I still call the Raiders Oakland.
Go back to San Diego.
I'm with you. We got derailed there on Pro Football Talk.
Just a little.
Rob Love wears teams that he doesn't root for his jerseys, and it's weird. But we're going to talk more about the pod system we came up with. Is it better for the Big Ten? Is it better for the teams coming over from the Pac-12? All that and more. Sharp and Benny in the morning, 7:41 on a Friday. Rob in for Damon, Jimmy in for Gary. Chance Oliver taking your phone calls, telling us that you can't wait for the guys to be back, and more here on 60-20 The Zone.